Benjamin Franklin once said that in this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes. Well, in a retail lease context, the landlord and the tenant would like to add a third certainty. And that certainty is what they're either going to be getting under the lease every month or what they're going to be paying every month under the lease, whether they're a landlord or a tenant. Nobody likes surprises, and particularly in a retail context. The landlord has either purchased or developed an income stream that she thinks is going to be generating X number of dollars of NOI a month. She's made a loan to a lender on a non-recourse basis who thinks that X number of dollars a month is going to be coming in to service their debt payments. The tenant, on the other hand, it's a business person, wants to know exactly what she's going to have to be paying every month to operate her business, particularly the occupancy cost in that leased space. Neither of these folks wants to go to their office one day and have their CFO or their accountant or whomever say to them, well, you know, this month under the lease, we're not going to be getting X dollars this month. Or, well, you know, this month at store XYZ, we're not going to be paying X dollars a month. We're going to be paying this amount a month. Because, and then kind of the pregnant pause, of whatever has happened. And the next call that developer makes is going to be to one of y'all or me or somebody to say, what the heck happened? So just like this guy on the screen is about to step into a trap that he doesn't even know is there, there are lots of traps and gotchas in retail leasing from both the landlord's perspective and the tenant's perspective. And it's kind of interesting listening to the presentation earlier this morning from the Jones Lang folks.